Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Are you ready to retire? Or perhaps it's down the road a ways and you're thinking about it? Can you afford it? What kind of planning are you doing for retiring? Well, is an interesting thing about how we differ from age, when one age looks at retirement differently than perhaps another age. We're going to find out what some of those differences are. My guest today is Judy Ward. She's a senior financial planner with T. Rowe Price, and they've done a study recently that describes attitudes of Gen Xers and baby boomers about retirement and how they feel about it and so on. So I thought this was very interesting, Judy, particularly that there's differences. But before we get into the study itself, you're a certified financial planner, which means you can you know what you're doing, all right, we hope, right? I'm kidding.
Right.
But certified financial planner means you have a level of expertise and you have passed boards and so on to be a planner. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So you took what was the motivation behind this study? You wanted to see what people were doing in your earlier years before they're actually at the retirement age. Was that part of it?
Yes, that's part of it. And the other part was just understanding some attitudes about retirement and were there big differences between, you know, the Gen X generation, the baby boomers, and, you know, more, like I said, attitudes versus the dirty, down and dirty, you know, what are people actually doing about retirement, but how are people thinking about retirement?
Well, that's just as important as the actual retirement itself, I would think. I think attitude has a lot to do with how successful people are when they retire. But at any rate, okay. So now the Generation Xers are what, the 35 to 45 to 50 group? Would that be?
Yeah, so Gen X is typically around ages 36 to about 52 now, and then baby boomers are around the age 52 and older at this point.
Okay. All right. So Let's start out by talking about how did you find these people to survey?
Yeah, so these were people that, again, they're age 36 and older. They do have household income of $75,000 or more, and they also have investable assets, about $50,000, including a 401k plan. And they said that they had been taking some steps to prepare for retirement. So this is a subset of America. It's not all of America, but an America that is thinking about retirement and already has some money saved for that purpose.
Okay. So, well, that's important, too, that we set up the parameters. But also, I'm sure that a lot of the things that were revealed could be applied to other people, other ages, other economic status, perhaps in slightly different terms. Okay, so looking at retirement, younger people, do they really think about retirement?
They do, actually. And it was really kind of interesting that we didn't see a whole lot of difference in the attitudes about retirement from the Gen X to the baby boomers who haven't retired yet. The attitudes were very similar, where there were some differences in the level of preparation and also this idea that we got into around longevity. So that's where we saw a lot of the differences, and that's understandable considering the age difference and the life stage that these people are in.
Okay. So for the younger generation, what are they looking at? Do they think they're going to retire sooner than later? Are they looking at longer careers? I mean, now some people are working well into their 70s and even beyond. So,
right.
And it depends, of course, on what you're doing and whether there's mandatory retirement and a whole big lot of other things. But what is the general concept of the Gen Xers in terms of retirement? They want to retire? Or do
they
want to keep working?
Well, they want to. What we found in our study was there were different attitudes, again, around retirement. And these different attitudes were, you know, it wasn't really about, am I going to stop work and then retire altogether, but it was more, how are they going to approach this next phase of life?
Okay.
And we found that people fell into these, they fell into these different camps. And one was this idea of it's going to be a period of indulgence and relaxation. Another was it's going to be a period of reinvention, that I want to reinvent myself. Interestingly, some even said that they wanted to keep on keeping on. You know, they wanted to continue what they're doing. And mm-hmm. so that might be the people who maybe really like their job or expect to continue to work in some way through retirement. And then just a small percent said they didn't know what to expect or that they thought it would be difficult. So I think it's more around this mindset of this next stage in life, not necessarily how we think about mm-hmm. you work, you stop, and you retire. So it was really interesting just to see some of the things that they were thinking about for that next stage of life.
Did you look at them in terms of what kind of employment they had? Were they self-employed? Did they run businesses? Were they working for large industries, working for government? Or did you go across the board?
We were across the board.
Okay.
For this, yes.
So you have a mixture of different people with different kinds of jobs, different occupations. You had some income levels and savings levels that you were looking at. But other than that, they could have been a hodgepodge of different kinds of jobs and what their interests were. Did you pick them out by in terms of whether they were college educated, or did that make any difference? Was that a parameter?
I don't believe that was a parameter. No, the only other parameter was, again, that they had taken some steps to
okay.
prepare for
so
retirement.
So they were getting, they were thinking,
it.
They were thinking about it. All right.
That's
so the,
right.
the Gen Xers, what did they say in terms of when they think they're going to retire and what they want to do?
Well, again, there wasn't a lot of difference between the Gen X and the baby boomers
okay.
in terms of their attitudes around retirement. I mean, the biggest response was travel. Travel was seemed to be really important. Traveling to places that I've never been was the number one response, regardless of anyone that we asked. But what we did see was the concern was health that might keep them from attaining that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we saw that across the board. Some other things that we saw was just relaxing, indulging life. This idea of those that who wanted to relax versus reinvent, those who were interested in or answering around reinvention said things about they wanted to learn new skills and new hobbies. They wanted to be more active in their local community and volunteering, doing more bold and courageous things. So we were just, what struck us about this survey was just the optimism that these people had around this idea of retirement.
Oh,
it was really
that's
encouraging.
Lovely. Yeah.
Yes.
Because
it was
it
very
can
encouraging.
It can be intimidating to some people if it's not framed in the right way and if they haven't done it in the right way. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Judy Ward. She's a senior financial planner with T. Rowe Price. And we're talking about how people, our Gen Xers and baby boomers, vary and don't vary in their attitudes towards retirement. Now, one of the interesting things is you said that people want to be more involved in their community. I do think that in today's world, lack of time is one of mm-hmm. the big things that we deal with. There's so much to do, and with the age of technology, as wonderful as it is, I think it kind of makes everything need to be done right now. It's got to be
right.
done today. There's an immediacy. You can't escape. Your phone is with you. You go on vacation. You've got your tablet and you've got your smartphone. And, you can't be out of touch. Turn it off. So I suspect that attitudes of these people now would be different of their same age groups 30 years ago. Because of so much that's gone on in that period of time. But at any rate, we don't know the answer to that. But so we're talking about they want more time. They're looking, many of them looking forward to leisure. And that's across the board, it seemed to be. Reinventing themselves.
Right. So I would say they kind of fell into two different camps. It was kind of this idea of relaxing and self-indulgent, or this idea of reinventing themselves.
But these were across the age groups, not with
yes, that's correct.
Right. So all of the ages surveyed had many of the same feelings in the two different camps. Now, I say to the ones who want to relax, there's relaxation and there's relaxation and there's also boredom.
So, right.
So they need right. to give that a little bit of thought because,
yeah.
you know, in some ways, I think retirement is harder than people think it is. I
don't
right. know. I've never retired and don't ever plan to retire because
right,
I love
right.
what I do.
Right.
But I do think that retirement can be hard for people.
Right.
And I don't mean that necessarily in the financial sense, but I mean mm-hmm. in the emotional and the satisfaction sense that you're not doing the same things and contributing in the same way to the rest of the world. But at any rate, that little
right.
bit of philosophy yeah. aside. So we are looking at these people who have some rather specific ideas about what they want to do, travel being one of them, concerns about health. That's a very valid concern.
Right.
Did you find that these people, they were all actually, now they had some savings and they
yes.
had 401ks. So mm-hmm. we know they've made steps, but are they religiously contributing to these savings plans? Are they really realistic in making plans for retirement?
So as a financial planner, the part that I thought was great to see is when we asked them about, you know, what steps have you already taken, 2/3 said that they were taking strategic advantage of accounts like their 401ks, their Roth IRAs,
mm-hmm.
And retirement savings. So that was great. Another 2/3 said that they did not make or were not planning to take withdrawals from their retirement plan before retirement age,
mm-hmm.
which I also thought was great. Over half understood the importance of diversification in their portfolio. Over half were saying they were saving 10 to 20% of their income.
Oh, that's
awesome.
So
the planner, mm-hmm. I thought that was fantastic, and it was over half. So that was really encouraging to see that. Hopefully, you know, our messages are getting out there, and people understand the importance of saving and how that really relates to your retirement success. Again, over half said they understood the details about their employer plan. About half said they're speaking with a financial advisor. About half said they're maxing out their contributions, which is great as well. So they seem to be taking, you know, the necessary steps to be prepared for retirement in that financial sense.
Mm-hmm. Did they indicate what is the optimum age for them to retire? Did you ask them that? Is there any common goal? Do they want to retire at 65 or 60 or whatever? Was that part of the survey?
That is a great question, and we didn't really ask about specific ages necessarily. Again, it was more about getting to the perception of retirement, the attitude, and then if they thought this was going to be attainable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So did most of them think they could attain it?
Yes, absolutely. 92% said they were, very or somewhat thought that they were going to be able to attain this retirement. So again, it's very encouraging. It was very optimistic given that there's been, you know, and rightly so, some doom and gloom about retirement preparedness for many Americans. So it was just nice to see this idea that they do think they're ideal retirement is attainable. But again, they weren't talking about these, you know, the travel was probably the big one. A lot of it was around spending more time with family. And like we said, spending time in the community, learning new skills. So a lot of it wasn't, you know, out of the realm of possibility,
mm-hmm.
You know, what they're thinking about, how they're going to spend their time in retirement.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are so many opportunities to give back to your community. There are tremendous things. And if you don't have time to do it, you just don't have time to do it. If you're
right.
raising a family and you're working full time, I mean, that kind of takes about everything you've got. So I can understand that. Now, did these people have children? Did most of them have children or was that part of the question?
I don't know if we asked that specifically, but because the idea of spending time with family, again, rose to the
suggest.
Top right under the traveling to places I've never been before,
mm-hmm.
you know, the assumption would be that they have families.
In my case, my husband would say to the kitchen. So just joking. I love to cook. Couldn't resist that one.
Right.
But so consequently, so what we're looking at here is a group of people. And I had read things that said that, you know, we're not really saving like we should, that mm-hmm. we are not putting away money for retirement the way we should be doing it. So this is encouraging. I mean, this is good news that we have this group of our Gen Xers and our baby boomers. They really are. And how, and baby boomers, I take it that the people that you interviewed were not retired yet. These were still baby boomers that were working.
That's correct. Yes, they had not retired yet. If they did retire, it was just early in their retirement, but it was primarily baby boomers who have not yet retired.
Who have not yet retired, which it may be right around the corner for some of them.
Sure, absolutely.
Now, when you're dealing with people and you're doing financial planning with people and looking at retirement, when you're advising them, is it important to have a sense of when they may retire so that you can kind of lay out their financial plan?
Sure, absolutely. And one of the things that I talk about, too, is for couples to be on the same page about retirement.
You know what? Can we just take, before we come back to couples,
because
there's some differences
yep.
here, let's just take a brief pause and let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Judy Ward. She is a senior financial planner with T. Rowe Price, and we're talking about retiring and the survey that they've done recently on what our Gen X and baby boomers are thinking about retiring. And there was some interesting things about the way men and women view retirement, right?
Yes. Yes, it was interesting that men were more likely than women to describe their retirement years as a time to relax and indulge. We thought that was a little interesting. Men were more likely than women to say their ideal retirement was attainable, or I should say very attainable. Now, there wasn't a big difference there, but this is kind of a lot of what we've seen with women in general, that sometimes their savings might be behind men, maybe they're not as confident. So we thought that was interesting as well. And women were more likely than men to list traveling as part of their ideal retirement. And, you know, I think that's interesting, too. I know as you know, a woman myself, I can't wait to start traveling to places mm-hmm. that I've never been before. That's one of the big things I'm looking forward to when I have more time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And I, you know, I love to travel. You know, my motto
right.
is have bag, will travel. So
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So there are differences. Were there any other significant differences in gender differences in terms of looking at retirement?
I wouldn't say there were any big significant differences. Those were, I think, the key ones, is just the, you know, being able to attain your ideal retirement, the idea of traveling, and then the indulge versus reinvention. And this might get to some of what you were talking about earlier, Shirley, about giving back to your community and learning new things,
mm-hmm.
You know, that tended to be higher on the women's list than men's, but again, not by a significant amount, but just different.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, I think that we all look at it in different terms, and I suspect too that a lot of these people will go on to second careers. I mean, many people do. My husband retired rather young from a corporate job and went on to become a prosecutor with the state. So
right.
you know, it, and we have lots of skills that we can put to use. And in that way, that was really serving the community in a different sense. But I think that we all can find ways that we can make a contribution, whether it's some specific skills or whether it's just giving time to the food bank or whatever that you know, meets our interest. But
right.
I see families in my neighborhood where they've already started charities and things within their mm-hmm. own families. It's really amazing what people are doing these days. But at any rate, so the did you find there was concern about retirement? Was that an underlying theme at all in these two generations?
There was some concern, and I mean, there was a small percentage that said they didn't think that their retirement was going to be attainable. And that was only 2% of the survey, so it was a very small amount. But what we did find was, in terms of the preparation for retirement, some differences between the Gen Xers and the baby boomers, where when we asked, "I'm doing everything I should," 45% of baby boomers said yes, they think they're doing everything they can to prepare for retirement, versus only 18% of Gen Xers. Half of Gen Xers thought that they could be doing more, and a third of Gen Xers thought they could be doing a lot more.
Yeah. What period of time did this cover? When was it done?
This was just done recently, so I would say within the last few months.
Okay.
That we fielded this survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
yes.
Do you, the clientele that you have at T. Rowe Price, do you put them through questions like this, and when they come into you and seeking advice on retirement planning?
Sure. I mean, we have.
I mean, I would think this would be useful
in
helping your clients to evaluate what they want to accomplish, and you know, hearing what other people are saying.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we do have some retirement services where we can help people understand, you know, are they, you know, how well are they prepared? You know, are they this idea of retirement readiness? You know, we did earlier talk about age. I don't know if age is much of a factor today as having the means to retire and thinking about all of your different income sources in retirement and how much you might need from your portfolio versus Social Security versus some who still might have a pension when they retire, and trying to get your arms around all of that to understand, you know, what kind of retirement that you can have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly something that I'm sure that younger people think about and concern themselves with. For example, in your case, do you want to retire young? What do you want to do?
That is a great question. So this gets back to some of the, when we talk about couples being on the same page and talking about their views. So when, you know, I asked my husband not that long ago, it's like, so what do you envision for retirement? And he's like, I'm going to be fishing on a lake in Canada.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's not what I want to be doing. I think I want to be, you know, where there's temperate weather and on a beach, or, you know, a lake is fine.
Well, he's only going to fish in the summertime. So.
Right. So, you know, so we definitely have some compromising to do there to think about what our retirement might look like. You know, I'm also trying, you know, I keep an eye on my balance, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard in the industry this idea of the 4% rule, which means, you know, from your portfolio, the first year you're in retirement, think about spending an amount that's 4% of your portfolio. So it's a way to turn like a big number, you know, like, for example, say, you know, you've saved $1 million. Well, does that mean you can act like a millionaire in retirement?
No.
Probably not. Probably not.
Because so we have life expectancies that are longer now. And,
right. Absolutely.
So we have to think about that. Well, Judy, you've certainly given us something to think about. But, you know, I don't have to think about it. And I'm not going to retire. So there you go. At any rate.
Well, I might, you know, once I have grandchildren, I might retire.
You might do that.
One of those people that want to spend time with family, and then maybe I'll take the grandkids on the trips with me.
And take pictures and show it to everybody. Gotcha.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Judy. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us and share the results of the study with us. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Judy Ward. She's a senior financial planner with T. Rowe Price. She's also a certified financial planner. Judy, thank you again for being with us. I'm Shirley Rooker. You can reach me at shirley@callforaction.org. Thank you for joining us.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.